This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lonely highway of life. Here we are on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Friday, August the 29th.
It's a holiday weekend. What's lonely about the highway?
It's a holiday weekend. Time to do the wash, clean things up, mow the lawn, fix the car, whatever it is that needs to be done. You can do it. Fix your body. Fix your mind. Fix your life. Get a kiss. Whatever it is.
Okay. All of the above.
Yes. Any or all of those things. So, there's a made-up, I know you'll find this hard to believe, but you see Rich McFadden here on the Good Day program with me, and Ken Kessel, the ladies, are off today. The folks at ESPN apparently don't have enough to do, so they've started the Michael Sam Shower Report, trying to find out who wants to take a shower, who doesn't want to take a shower. Because if you want to take a shower with Michael Sam, that means you're gay, too. And if you don't want, he's supposedly waiting until everybody else showers before he goes in. But most of the players, if not all of them, say, what are you talking about? ESPN, as is the case with many, they're getting to be like most of the other news organizations and make stuff up just to have a headline that they can capture. Nobody else has an exclusive story from ESPN. Michael Sam in the shower. Film at 11. Nonsense. And it actually is kind of amusing, in fact, the way that some of these people are putting together. Kenny and I were chuckling about this. Well, actually, Michael was in on earlier, too.
Yeah, it was the ESPN reporter, and she was asking some of the other Rams players, you know, how the whole shower thing is working out. And, you know, the Rams players,
says
Sam is... they actually said he's respecting our space. He seems to wait until we're all done taking showers before he jumps in the shower. And they're like, I don't know whether that's on purpose or whatnot, but, you know, it's not a problem.
Well, why? Why wouldn't he not take a shower with everybody else? You bunch of homophobes, you football players? Is that it? You're afraid of some guy who's gay? What's the problem?
You ready to jump into the shower?
I'm happy to jump in the shower. I don't care. What do I care?
Wow. Somebody
I don't know who it was. I don't know who it was, but one of the players, when she asked him, he said, I'm not really tracking when Michael Sam takes a shower.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Come on. You can do better than that. But it is kind of... there's a clip, Rich, if you can find it. Cut 45. One of the radio hosts talking about this, and the way he puts it is extraordinarily amusing, I think. Kenny, would you say that was the right word for it? It was amusing. It was... Yeah. So play the cut.
I love the answer that Alec Ogletree gave. I'm not really tracking that. You know what's not in my field of vision? When Michael Sam takes a shower. Here's the thing. They're creating this story because there isn't one. Mm-hmm. Because they want eyeballs. So ESPN, you know someone at ESPN, like, there's got to be someone that doesn't want to shower with Michael Sam. We got to find that person. There's got to be somebody. There's got to be one member of the team that's like, I ain't showering with no gay guy. Find them. Get them on TV. And they go and they look for them, and everybody's like, I don't really track that. I just go into the shower, I shower, I leave.
Yeah, there you go. That pretty much sums it up. Although it's kind of fun. You know what else I find amusing this week? The Burger King story and how it has been completely mispresented, misunderstood. The news has been misappropriate, actually inappropriate. People keep talking about Burger King as if it was an American company Now, Burger King pays taxes in America because they have facilities in America, and they have, I'm not sure that they have most of their stores in America because it's an international corporation. They're like McDonald's. They're pretty much in every country in the world. And they're owned by a group of investors that are British, but they control a Brazilian investment company, and the Brazilian investment company owns 70% of the stock. So you following me? It's a British company controls a Brazilian investment firm that owns 70% of the stock of Burger King. So it's not an American company to begin with. It's not even a Brazil. Who knows? These guys, this is what goes on in international financing today. You've got people from all over the world that are buying companies through this straw company and that straw company. The takeaway is,
how scary is it that a company is moving their corporate offices from America to save on taxes?
But they
when
aren't.
The corporate tax rates in America are higher than Canada,
that's the issue.
You are in trouble.
When the issue is that our tax rates are higher than the Canadian tax rate, that really is saying something. Wake up, America. What the hell do you think is going on here?
I mean, we
how are you
going
to have jobs between people getting paid off who don't want to work? They just get money from the government, and then the suppliers of the jobs are moving offshore or off out of the country, and we're going to try to go after them because our tax rate is so stupid.
Don't even get me on that. We're going to go penalize the companies that move out of the U.S.
That's an incentive
to avoid the tax rates. So we're going to go penalize it instead of fixing the tax rates.
Yeah, the tax rates are
you're watching
ridiculous.
This in a micro way. Businesses are leaving California and New York,
Massachusetts. Tax rates are
left
ridiculous.
And right.
Yeah.
And they cannot get out of those states fast enough. Well, the same thing is happening in countries.
Mm-hmm.
Companies are leaving the United States to go offshore to save on their tax rates. It's
and you listen to these fools. The people who support raising the taxes on the rich are the people who are too damn lazy to get out and get a job. Or they twist it and turn it around so that it applies to them because they want something for nothing.
No problem.
And the same
thing
is true.
I'll just leave and not pay you any taxes.
Yeah, right. Right. Go become a citizen of Brazil or something.
Right.
Meanwhile, the idea of Tim Horton, you said something that wasn't quite accurate. They do have headquarters in America that oversees the American franchises and American properties. That's true. So they do want to move that entity, but corporate, the headquarters of the company are in Brazil, but they're controlled by a British investment group. So anyway, the point is that there are a lot of companies like this, and what it does, it looks, you know, the senator from Ohio looked really stupid this week when he said what he did. Oh, let's boycott Burger King. Like, that makes, that's going to fix the problem, you fool. Fixing the problem is fixing the tax situation.
Does anybody else find it funny that a British company named Burger King is leaving the United States because of taxation? Kind of ironic, don't you think?
It's kind of ironic. Yes, it is. That's a good way of thinking about it, Richie. All right, 15 past the hour. Let me help you with something that you may not have realized can be helped in the way I'm going to suggest. That sounds like a confusing statement. It's not meant to be confusing. If you have joint pain, if you have, and these are not necessarily related, but yet I'm going to tie them together. High cholesterol, your problem? Memory issues, your thinking, is that a problem? If you have any or all of these problems, they can be fixed the same way with the same product. I'm talking about Omax 3 Ultra Pure, which was developed by doctors at Yale University. The potency and strength of Omax 3 is really amazing. When you compare it to krill oil, which has been the latest rage the last year or two, krill oil is nothing. It's like, you know, in the wind. You know what they say about what you do in the wind? This is nothing. Krill oil is nothing. The omega-3 in Omax 3 Ultra Pure is 16 times the value that you'd find in the normal krill oil soft gel. One dose of Omax 3 Ultra Pure gives you 16 times the potency that you get in the average krill soft gel. Now, that's pretty amazing. The blister pack, just pop them out. That's what I'm doing with them. I take them every day.
Took mine this morning before I came in.
Yep. Faster results, and because the people that work with me are sensitive to this, because I tend to have a little bit of extra gas, the fact that when I take this, it doesn't create more is a good thing. No fish burps with Omax 3 Ultra Pure. So reason after reason after reason after reason, Omax 3 Ultra Pure has been shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and promote heart health. That's what you want. So if you're looking for a way out of joint pain, you need this fish. You need omega-3s to make your joints function properly. You certainly want to bring down your cholesterol, the bad cholesterol numbers, and put the good one up. That's what I'm aiming for. And I'm always interested in getting more omega-3s into my brain, and you ought to be, too, as you get older. It'll sharpen your mind, your mood, your memory. Here's what you do in order to get yourself into the Omax 3 zone. And by the way, the makers of this product, Omax 3, are so confident that you're going to see and feel these benefits. The first one's on them. First 30-day supply is free. Dial 800-316-7918 right now to get your free 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure. That's 800-316-7918, or you can go online to Doug4OMAX3.com, D-O-U-G, the number 4, O-M-A-X, the number 3.com, and get your order now. Get started with a free 30-day supply, pay shipping and handling, that's it, of Omax 3 Ultra Pure. You'll feel and sense the difference, or call 800-316-7918.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Hi, friends. It's Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to spruce up your home from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. Want to try a new color? Test it first by painting a sample on a cardboard square. Hang it in the room for a few days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you're ready to go. Have more painting questions? The experts at Sherwin-Williams can help you out with easy-to-use color selection tools. You can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 24th through September 1st. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. I'm offended. Richie just called me a name.
You deserve it.
Stones. What, that I'm a dumb blank?
Really? He said, how long until we're back? And I said, 20. He said, 20 minutes? And I said, yeah, 20 minutes.
Taking a break. Having a coffee break. I need to break. I should have in my contract that I get a half hour for lunch, shouldn't I?
Why not? Go ahead now. Take it now.
Half hour for lunch. Actually, no, the Dream Big winner announcement coming up in the next half hour, plus Uri Geller will join us. 21 after on Good Day.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Like this.
Not even a little bit.
Praise Roberta. Alright, so this is
Father Jesus, I'm an outlaw killer.
An excerpt from the song Outlaw Pete by Bruce Springsteen.
And I slowed down only to sow my grief.
This story, Kenny, you want to, with Roberta not being here, what's the derivation of this story?
This is an 8-minute dirge that Bruce wrote. It's based on a 1950s, I think it's, I don't know if it was a children's book or just a story that got told over and over again.
Uh-huh.
About an outlaw in the Old West.
All right, so as a result of this song and its inspiration, the boss is going to publish a new book. The ballad is, by the way, from Working on a Dream, right?
That's the album, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Simon & Schuster is publishing in November a book that will feature Bruce's lyrics and illustrations by Frank Caruso. The song comes from a book, Brave Cowboy Bill, which came out in the 50s. Said that his mother used to read him the story at bedtime. So this book is based on... So he's not writing the book. The book is written by somebody else, but it's under his name. Is that it? This story...
No, the book that Bruce is putting out, it's a children's book, and it's all his lyrics for the song.
I got it. Okay. So that's it. Really,
you
Bruce?
Are you that bored with writing music? Is this what it's come to? Well, let me see. What am I going to do next? Wow, look at this children work over here. Maybe I'll make a song out of it.
All right, Richie, speaking of songs, have you got somewhere handy? 99 bottles of beer on the wall. 99 bottles of beer. Take one down and pass it around. 98 bottles of beer on the wall. 98 bottles of beer on the wall. 98 bottles of beer.
Well, I need it for you.
Take one down. And, well, but I just figured we could use it in conjunction with a story about beer.
99 bottles of beer on the wall. 99 bottles of beer.
Now, pass it around.
You get the idea.
All right, so you know the story about Texas where everything is big.
So they claim.
Yeah, that's what they say, exactly. All right, so there is a brewer, Austin Beer Works, has just unveiled a new over-the-top way to get its beer into your gut with a limited edition 99-pack. You heard a six-pack of beer, right? This is a 99-pack of brewski. It is going to sell for $99, so a buck a can. What does it cost for a six-pack?
The beer I buy, you're going to spend $10 to $14.
Do you buy six-packs?
I buy craft brews. They come in four-packs and six-packs, yes.
Right, okay. So you're a beer snob.
Absolutely. Yeah. Or, I mean, if you buy a six-pack of Yingling, which is your typical American beer now, you're going to pay $9 to $10. If you buy a six-pack of Coors Light, Miller Lite, Corona, you're going to pay $7 to $8.
How much is it, like a half a quart? How much is an average can of beer?
16-ounce bottles. 12 and 16 ounce bottles.
So 16 ounces, 2 pints. That's a
right.
Yeah, that's a half a quart is 32 ounces, right?
Right.
So, all right. So you have 99 of it. That's you're gonna pick up about
basically. This is a gimmick to sell cheap beer.
I get that.
Yeah,
but it's kind of heavy to move around. Check out the story at DougSteffen.com.
If I get divorced, can I get part of my ex-wife's Social Security check?
Stan Hinden gets that question a lot at the Social Security mailbox.
If you've not been married 10 years, you're not going to be eligible for benefits on your spouse's work record.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
You must be at least 62 years old and unmarried and not entitled to a higher Social Security benefit on your own work record.
And if your ex-spouse gets hitched again?
If an ex-spouse, let's say a man, remarries and his wife is eligible for Social Security benefits, she can get those benefits on his record. And so he would have benefits going both to his current spouse and also to his ex-spouse.
Check out this topic and many others and send in your questions to the Social Security mailbox on AARP.org. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at AARP.org/radio.
This weekend during Guitar Center's Labor Day sale, save up to 50% off our everyday unbeatable price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like an Epiphone Les Paul, just $89. Or AKG headphones or an AKG vocal mic, only $19 each. Get a Casio digital piano for just $299. Or pick up a Mino Cajon for just $50. Plus, get special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Monday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on, with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus, get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Here and here, GCN.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time time-consuming expensive office visits?
No. No. And no-no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It is. Text Stephen, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. The NFL has been stung by criticism that it failed to adequately punish Ray Price. No, Ray Rice.
Ray Rice, the singer.
Who died last year.
That was his punishment.
That's a harsh punishment.
Yeah. What did he ever do to the NFL?
I don't know. Anyway, the players...
behind closed doors.
This guy was accused of domestic violence.
Not accused. So now, he admitted to it.
All right. So why is it up to the NFL?
He punched his then-girlfriend, and now he's married to her.
Yeah. Okay. Here's your prize. I'll marry you. So why is the NFL involved, even though they've been criticized for not punishing their players that are accused of domestic violence? Why is that the NFL's business?
If you are going to run a business that is as public and you prop up your employees the way the NFL does to be...
You're stretching on this, you know that, right?
No, I mean, it is.
Yeah, no, you are stretching.
People look up to...
Hold on a
minute.
Quote,
look up to athletes,
you have a lot
right?
of... Roger
model.
Hedgecock.
Role models, right?
Dana Loesch. Dana Loesch punches her husband in the... Loesch, her too. Let's say she punches her husband in the face. You going to suspend her? She can't be on the air anymore?
I would not want to be on the receiving end of one of Dana's punches. She's a tough chick, man.
Roger Hedgecock punches his wife. You going to leave him on the air? Is that any of your business, whether he's in trouble for punching his wife?
you know, hey, listen.
Armstrong punches Getty. What happens then?
Right. Then you got a problem. You know, if you were to punch somebody or Roger were to punch somebody, we would certainly have to deal with the repercussions of the public outrage of you doing that. Yes. It's just as well in football. So, you know, if they were to do nothing, wouldn't it say that they don't mind that that Ray Rice punched his girlfriend?
I wouldn't read it that way, but that, I mean, I can understand why some people would want to.
In the court of public opinion, yes, that would be the way it is.
Right. Dream Big America winner from last month, Tom Force with ICE Medical Cards, helping people who are in need of help. First responders show up, ER doctors, so that the people who have these cards will get fast information to doctors if they happen to be in a problem. So that's who won. That's pretty good. We have a part of this program that's an entrepreneurial festival aiming at getting new businesses started, finding new ideas, new gimmicks, and it's streamed through a website called dreambigamerica.us, which you can check out if you're an entrepreneur, if you've got an idea, you would like to get it exposed, a lot of free advertising and free help in trying to organize your business and get it going. The prize that this fellow won, thousands of dollars worth of support and help from various entities that are really good at business startups. So if you want to participate in that, it's during the 9 o'clock hour East Coast time, Monday through Friday, and we have our once-a-month big contest featuring the winners of each week, and they come from the winners of the daily contest on Dream Big America and also MyCoolInventions.com. But it's a great way for us to support those people who are trying to make America work. And if then hopefully you can get big enough so you can move your company to Canada like Burger King did, and you'll be all set. Let's hear it for the Canadians. Sure. Rah, rah, shish, kumba. The Ebola outbreak continuing to be a focus of concern for a lot of people because the number of cases in West Africa is accelerating, and the World Health Organization says it could grow to six times the number that it is now. So what does that, when you hear that, and you also hear that colleges are planning to screen students who are now enrolled on our college campuses when they come, if there's a West African student that's coming, for example, my son became friends with a fellow that came from Ghana. He moved to this country. He was an orphan. He was tall, got a basketball scholarship to Brendan's high school, and then went on to go to college with him. 6 foot, I don't know, 6 or 7 or 8, I don't know how tall he is, but I know he was a good basketball player. But if he were coming to this country today from Ghana, he might be rejected because of the Ebola virus and what may or may not have been some exposure, though that whole from the African Horn across Eritrea, Ethiopia, Kenya, into Liberia, into Sierra Leone, Nigeria, all of those areas now are suspect. And anybody that comes from those areas is going to be scrutinized very carefully.
You have 9,728 active students coming into the U.S. from Nigeria, 204 from Liberia, 169 from Sierra Leone,
10,000.
And 95 students from Guinea.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So,
and they're going to...
Is this the right idea? Should they be scrutinized more than everybody else?
Yes,
they should. I think
absolutely. You know, do you quarantine them for 21 days? No, but you know, you keep an eye out, and you know, might not want to be, you know, in close contact with them for the first 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all.
Which means touching their bodily fluids.
Yeah, right. The Australians are into the act once again, and so are the Malaysians. Couple of items this week from Malaysia Airlines. They, as you can imagine, are suffering because of not one crash, but two, or at least two planes disappearing. So people are opting not to fly. So they've grounded a number, I think 40 of their planes. They've let go a lot of their pilots and flight attendants, and now they're going to reduce their workforce by 6,000 because people don't want to fly.
And the government's taking over the airline.
Yeah, that'll be good. That'd be like our government taking over American Airlines. That'd be a real step in the right direction, given how wonderfully well they handled the situation in the government from the top to bottom. It pretty much was a government operation anyway.
You know, different. Okay, you get shot. You fly through a war zone or a hot zone, and you get shot down.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing.
Mm.
Dude, you lose a plane with 300 people on it and have no clue where it went.
Still,
it's on nowhere. It's off the map.
Mm.
That is not good.
Could be in the, who knows, they could have flown it into that airport in Syria that the ISIS guys just took over. There's plenty of speculation and rumors about that on social media. Kenny, right? As a matter of fact, what are people saying now? The Australians are still onto this for whatever the reason, and they say the plane might have turned south earlier than originally thought. What? So what?
They're still looking at the bottom of the Indian Ocean for it somewhere.
When did the plane disappear? March?
Yeah.
How long has this plane been gone? March, right?
Yeah.
And they're still at this for whatever the reason. You got to wonder what else, what's going on with this. There's something else to it. Somebody knows something and they're not saying. So let's divert attention once again. There's not much of a strategy. All right, so what am I hearing in the background?
You're hearing one of our other studios. Somebody's got the door cranked up.
Very good. You want to turn it up so we can hear what's going on?
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
See what else. Might be a better show.
The Laura Ingraham crew, they're being rude this morning.
Yeah, we want to make sure we get it. Close to touch. Never mind. I'm going to say what I was about to say. Thank you, Doug. Quiet. The other thing, as we wrap up the week, the Michael Brown audio. Those of you who have heard this, and I think most everybody has by now, the first time I heard it, I thought, okay, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 shots, and then there's a short burst because we heard that he was shot 6 times. Where'd the other 5 bullets go? Anybody got a theory on that? The police keep saying Brown was trying to grab the officer's gun. How would that square?
Well, the police aren't saying that. The police aren't saying anything.
They aren't.
No, they actually yesterday they issued their report and it was blank pages.
Really?
No. Wow.
Yep. Yeah. The officer that shot Michael Brown did not file an incident report, and when they turned in their official report yesterday, they left all the pages blank. They said it's an ongoing investigation, so they weren't giving out any information. So it's all blank.
Man, that's pretty arrogant. Whew. Talking about leaving yourself wide open.
You would think.
Yeah, you would.
Hey, I'm totally down with the fact that you need to get the facts right on this one.
Yeah.
And that you need to do your investigation. I 100% agree with that. But at this point, you would think that they have some preliminary information that they could put down on their report.
Right. All right.
They're going to have to come up with something soon. People aren't going to wait much longer. Well, it didn't matter. People didn't wait 20 minutes.
No.
Court of public opinion. Guilty.
Guilty.
Discharged. He's done guilty. Why even turn in the paperwork?
Yeah.
Why ever turn in any paperwork? He's already guilty.
Hmm. All right. Richie.
Yeah.
Perry Geller's going to be with us in a minute, right?
I believe so.
All right. Stand by for that, ladies and gentlemen. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
This weekend during Guitar Center's Labor Day sale, save up to 50% off our everyday unbeatable price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like an Epiphone Les Paul, just $89. Or AKG headphones or an AKG vocal mic, only $19 each. Get a Casio digital piano for just $299. Or pick up a Mino Cajon for just $50. Plus, get special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Monday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a daze and head to their nearest Staples store. Why? Here's a woman doing the shopping cart dance in her dorm room. Why are you dancing?
I just got Sharpie markers for $2, a Toshiba laptop for $229, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. Oh, yeah!
I can see you're excited, but...
But shouldn't we turn the music down? Your roommate is trying to sleep.
Don't worry. She sleeps through anything.
Well, there you have it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. When it applies to store, staples.com for details.
Allstate's 10th annual America's Best Drivers Report ranks the largest 200 cities in the country based on car collision frequency. Fort Collins, Colorado is named America's safest driving city, with Brownsville, Texas coming in second. Allstate's Mike Roach explains how, this year, the report is more comprehensive than ever.
On the Allstate website, we now have a new tool that's interactive and allows consumers to look at their city's rankings for 2014 and to look back historically for their rankings during the 10-year history that we've run this report.
For the first time, the report factors in how things like population, population density, and precipitation can affect each city's ranking. Allstate offers tips on dealing with these challenging roadway conditions.
When driving in precipitation, it's always key to know and understand the road conditions, where you're heading, and also keeping your vehicle properly maintained, because you never know when bad weather is going to strike.
To see the 2014 rankings and interactive map, visit allstate.com/bestdriversreport.
All right, 14 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. I can never, ever predict what we're going to do and where we're going to go when I invite my friend Uri Geller to join us from his home in England on the Good Day Program. A lot of times I want to know about things that are going on over there. Before we meet your friend, Uri, I want you to spend a minute talking to us about the mystery of the unknown monuments buried around Stonehenge and what kind of hoopla. This is one of the most famous places in the world, and according to some archaeological prospectors, there's stuff underneath the... I walk around that thing, you probably have too, a dozen times in my life, if not more. And so now the sensitivity of people who are going around that landscape say there's more stuff underground. What do you make of that?
Well, wow, that's really interesting that you brought up Stonehenge, because as a matter of fact, I've got some stones from Stonehenge, pretty big ones. Don't ask me how they were brought here, but must be 60 or 70 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there is obviously an energy about Stonehenge, and I wouldn't be surprised if maybe treasure was buried there, maybe there's a very important grave, maybe the ley lines lead to Roslyn Chapel, and maybe straight to my Lamb Island in Scotland. But it's interesting that you brought that up, because, you know, I'll never forget when I bought my house, there was an auction, and the house was being sold right next to Stonehenge, and I managed to buy one of the crystals from the house. But speaking about houses, Doug, I've got a friend right now here in my house sitting next to me. His name is Nicholas Brown, and he's one of the partners of one of the largest real estate agencies in the world called Knight Frank. Knight Frank employ around 6,000 people worldwide. They have offices everywhere. And I'm going to put him on because, you know, you own a property, and just ask him, what's the difference with, is property going up in America? It's going down. What's going on? So here is Nick Brown.
Hi there.
Mr. Brown, one thing before we get started. Don't let Uri sell his house.
Oh, believe me, I've got him under control, which is...
Okay, that's good.
You know,
difficult. Yeah, it's very difficult to do that.
Now, it's interesting you mentioned Stonehenge, because Knight Frank sold Stonehenge back in about 1930.
Really?
That's Uri. Sorry about that. To the nation, I think, at the time, or certainly to the National Trust. So we sold Stonehenge some many years ago.
You know, there are a lot of Druid burial grounds all around Stonehenge, and I wondered if some of the things that are found under there are part of what they're talking about with all of the focus. We have a picture in the story, by the way, at DougSteffen.com. So, Nicholas Brown, the value of a property in England. I have often longed to own a piece of property in England. I think it's very expensive. Things are, I wonder how people afford living and some of these great villages, buying property, given the fact that the average Englishman doesn't make as much as the average American. How is it that property, you have, England's a very, very, very active property market. So what's the story?
Well, I mean, England, yeah, I mean, I suppose it, historically it's always been a sort of safe haven, if you like, for people around the world in terms of it's a sort of fairly settled political situation here. Mm-hmm. Your money is hopefully fairly safely invested if you put it in property or the banking sector. So there's been a flight, or a number of buyers from globally who come here, and especially as we sort of sit in that middle zone where we can deal with the East and deal with the West quite easily. So that's why it's sort of driven people to buy in the UK. And it's a nice place to live.
It sure is. I love it. All right, so what do you see for property values worldwide? We've got about 30 seconds here.
I would imagine stable.
Is real estate still a good investment for people, younger, older? Real estate still the best investment to watch your money grow?
I would imagine it's got to be, because you've got the security in bricks and mortar. You've got growth.
And land. All right. Got it. Nicholas Brown, thank you. With Uri Geller, it's 51 after the hour.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
That's a real shame when folks be throwing away a perfectly good white boy like that.
Yeah, real sorry your mom blew up, Ricky.
I was blind. Just in time you changed my mind.
I can't have breakfast today, Mom. I got traps today.
I got a nervous stomach. I want to throw up from the chairlift again.
Had to buy that guy a new hat last time.
$2. I want my $2. From the movie Better Off Dead.
Yeah.
This is Cy Kernan from The Fix singing With One Look. Better Off Dead, number one movie this week in 1985.
Wow.
Richie and Kenny were just young whippersnappers. All right, so that's how we get started. Movie music always gets us into movie moments.
One of the greatest movies of all time, I'll have you know.
Why? How's that? I don't even know this movie. I know some of the other movies that you like.
You have no taste.
Never. Oh, really? I have no taste.
This is classic stuff. This is Gone with the Wind for my generation.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Of course it is. Yeah, right. All right, anyway, so that leads us into our discussion of what is... this weekend going to stand for, as far as movies at the box office. I wonder if the fact that Ghostbusters science fiction action flick that was out, what, in the 1980s? Was it 70s? The 1970s?
No, it was 80s.
80s.
It was in the
80s.
Yeah.
All right, so there's going to be a special edition of Ghostbusters on many screens today to celebrate its 30th anniversary. Bill Murray, Harold Ramis, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, and Sigourney Weaver. Brought in $291 million in worldwide box office.
Don't forget Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis, who's retired. I don't know why. Yeah, he's. But would he come back for the revival?
For that one, I would think he would. Although we heard that Bill Murray wouldn't do it. Isn't that what we heard?
Yeah, I think we did hear that.
Is that Bill Murray said he did not want to do it?
Mm-hmm. Ghostbusters 2 was nothing special, I didn't think, anyway. And then there was the Ghostbuster sort of animated TV series. There have been a lot of video games, that sort of thing. But if you're a Ghostbusters fan, look for it in a theater this weekend near you. What's coming out of the box office? You'll get that info in just a moment here on Good Day.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program. But there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah,
I like that.
Was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out massive.
All right, let's first of all go through the movies that are coming out this weekend, see how they are rated with some of the, I mean, I always say this about the critics, who cares? But I remember John Wayne saying the only people who didn't like his movies were the critics, otherwise. And I think I heard that from a couple of other people since then. So, Kenny, what do we have coming out this weekend that looks exciting?
Pierce Brosnan in The November Man. He's an ex-CIA guy who is... comes back for one more very personal mission. That's open.
A very personal mission.
Right, right. He's pitted against his former pupil, played by Luke Bracey. I don't know who he is.
I don't know who he is either. Never
a new up-and-comer. But, but there's a lot of good buzz on that, although the it's getting a bad score so far by people who have seen the early...
Rotten Tomatoes has it at 34% positive ratings.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Compared to Ghostbusters, which has a 97% positive rating.
For the weekend. What else is coming out this weekend, Kenny?
The other one's a horror movie that Chuck and his daughter are probably already in line to see. It's called As Above, So Below. A team of explorers go into the catacombs beneath Paris. And
James,
that stuff happens.
That's
horrible. Timothy Dalton became the fourth actor to be named James Bond on this date, 1986. I think he was in four James Bond movies, wasn't he?
Three.
George Lazenby, Sean Connery, Roger Moore, Pierce Brosnan, and now...
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.